To God be the glory. Let's go to Matthew's the second chapter. Father, we give you thanks and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do thus far in this service by the power of your Holy Spirit working in us, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the absence of Pastor Rocky and Kim and Brittany, they're celebrating their anniversaries and birthdays. Continue to bless them and be with them. And we know some weather's supposed to be coming up from the south and going up. So we continue to bless the safe travel over the highways, the airways, railways, however they're traveling, and other people are traveling. And so we just thank God for that. And I just was sitting there and I was listening to the praise and worship this morning. And I said, Lord, I thank you, but I better hold back, not go out too hard, because, you know, I wanted to just sing, because, you know, it's the time of the year where, you know, people get really nice, you know, sometime this time of the year. And I'm quite sure you have some people out there might be a little Scrooge or whatever, because they pumped the Grinch up this year. The Grinch supposed to be the good guy now. I'm like, what? But even though I used to like that movie, The Grinch, you know, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, that was one of my favorite movies. That and Charlie Brown. Y'all remember all those, you know. Even as I got into my adulthood, I still love those little cartoons like that. It's just something that, you know, you sit in front of the TV, you right there watching. And just, you know what's going to happen, but you just go on. And so we hear a lot of people talking about Jesus this time of the year. But I'm not sure if they have the right image of Jesus. You know, they politicized him, commercialized him, criticized him, and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So those who don't know Jesus as Savior and Lord, what image or what picture are they getting from us? Because last week, that was a beautiful skit we had last week with the children and Pastor Rocky narrating from the scriptures about the star. We all have that light of the star to point someone to Jesus. And, you know, this time of the year, people, they want to hear about Jesus some, but not all. This is about the commercialism of things, the gift giving, you know. In John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, to whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us that gift. The Lamb who was slain before the world. Jesus who takes away the sins of the world. But the world really don't know that. They don't understand that. Jesus is not in the manger. He's a risen Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But yet, sometimes we get this image of him just being in the manger, the little baby Jesus. He's our Savior. He's more than just that baby. He came, yes, he had to come. He was born to die, but he rose again. And we thank God for that. And because Jesus lived, we can live and we can face tomorrow. I believe that. Someone else needs to hear that because Jesus lived, they can live. They can face tomorrow, whatever they're going through. You can face tomorrow. But let's go to Matthew's second chapter. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. We used to sing a song, "What's the matter with Jesus? He's all right." King Herod, his heart got troubled when he heard about Jesus because he wanted to be the king. He wanted to be worshiped. In today's society, people don't want to hear about Jesus. It vexes them. It troubles them. It annoys me. It upsets me. Now, so much so nowadays, they don't want to say Merry Christmas anymore. The stores have gotten away from saying Merry Christmas. Everything is going away from Christ's Mass, the Anointed One celebration. And we, as believers, we're letting it slip away because we're buying into not saying Christ's Mass, the Anointed One. Merry Christmas. We're supposed to be our celebration now, but we're allowing the world to dictate to us how to celebrate Christ. Black Friday. It was a good Friday when he rose again. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. We need to turn this thing around. We're sitting back, not telling people about Jesus and what he and who he is to us, what he's done in our lives, and what the Word of God means. He's the living Word. And people think that, no, things don't happen overnight, but as you follow Christ, everybody want to be political correct now because we don't want to offend the other religions, so to speak. Well, it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. We have salvation through him. It's not about putting anybody else down, how they believe, whatever you believe. But we know who we serve, and we must stand on that. Not just stand up. No. Jesus don't need us to stand up. We need to walk. Walk in Christ. Walk in the light. Sometimes people get confused because they get mixed views from us in our speech, in our conversations, in our lives, where we're going, how we're acting. But he's the light of the world. And if we have received him, we should be the light. All of us should have some light. The kids used to sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go, all in my neighborhood, all in my home, all in the schools." What happened to that? We got the song, but did we get the real meaning? The light, the life of Christ living through us. We must decrease. I like what Apostle Paul said, "I must decrease that he may increase in my life." And that's a daily thing, trust me. Because we live in this flesh, in this body. And so we have to bring ourselves under subjection to the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. This is what constrains us to live a holy life, to live a Christ-like life. Not we ourselves, we can't keep ourselves. But nowadays, we are so engrossed in TikTok and influencers and all these things like that, podcasters that are evangelizing the Christians. We got it twisted, saints. People going around making money off of influencing Christians. Now, we don't all know what's going on in the Middle East over there. But we're commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They pray that they will know the Prince of Peace, Jesus. Because we'll never figure it all out. We won't. I don't care who you're listening to. We'll never understand it all. But we know that Jesus is the King and soon coming King. We got to keep believing, church. If nothing else, this should make us believe again, so to speak. This should make us really be aware of what's going on, to be mindful that Jesus is coming again. We shouldn't sit back idle and just going through our daily rituals, what we need to do. We have to be mindful, saints, that Jesus is coming again. I know a lot of bad prophecy has gone out there, this and that, but what do you believe about Jesus? What do you know about him? That's what we have to share with people. We don't know, but we do know he's coming. We do know that all these disasters and things are happening. We do know that it's getting close. We don't hope like the world hope. We have a blessed hope. Church, we got to look up. Our Redemptor draweth nigh. You know, all these things are happening in the world. The violence. I mean, my God is just running rampant like it was in the days of Noah. And the Bible speaks about that. So shall it be when the Son of Man comes, when Jesus comes. But let not our hearts be troubled. Saints of God, let not our hearts be troubled. We look at the news, yes, we should pray. We should be aware. But the blood of Jesus covering us. Don't be afraid. He's not giving us that spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind, a disciplined mind. Why are we so fretful as Christians? What do we believe? And did the world get a perspective of weak, watered down Christianity, so to speak? We ought to be believers and followers of Christ. So much so that they're telling us how to think and how to this and that. Well, you walk around in fear. God did not give us that spirit of fear, timidity. So what do we have to walk around that way for? If we believe Christ, you leave the house, the blood of Jesus covering us. The blood of the angels dispatch all around us. Glory to the Lamb of God. We used to preach it and believe it. Somewhere we've lost. We've lost about speaking the blood of Jesus over the children. The blood of Jesus over your family. Somehow, some way, we just allow the secular to slip in and pull back. And with all this mess now about influences, influencing us more than the word of God. And greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Saints of God, we got it twisted. I mean, we do the right things, but now we got to speak up and declare the word of God over situations. It's time out. I love the Christmas trees and the lights and the gift givings. I love my pumpkin pie this time of the year. You know, I took my mother some eggnog the other day because I know she loved her eggnog this time. It was plain eggnog now. Don't you know. She get a ginger ale or something like that. But I'm just saying, I thank God for this time of the year that we can celebrate. You know, I like the gingerbread. Of course, people don't bake that anymore. You know, you can't find gingerbread, homemade banana pudding, and what's the other one? Bread pudding. You can't find that no more. Homemade, I'm saying. That's all gone. Everything is instant on top of the store, and that tastes good, all right. But, you know, I'm saying what I was used to. This time of the year, you go to grandma's house, you smelling that fruitcake. Man, that's smelling good. Her hot rolls and things like that that she prepared for the families, her six children and their children. It wasn't no gift cards. Grandma wouldn't play that. She wasn't a big woman, but you ain't going up there telling her what to do. But you knew that you could, and she'd give you that little bag with the hard Christmas candy in it, some nuts and orange apples, and you were satisfied. Man, I went to grandma's house, a candy cane. But we've allowed the world to dictate to us to take away the simplicity and also rob the joy from the saints. But all this materialism things. You know, and if you have a lot of children, mama would say, listen, I'm going to buy for the younger ones, the three older ones, after Christmas, we go get the sales. Mama, Dad, they had to teach you that, though. You get one or two games, you play that Monopoly. Remember that game, Monopoly and Operation? You know, that little game, taking the bones out. And it was the joy. It was the joy of it, being with the family. You knew somebody was coming by to visit, and you know, Mama used to wax the floors, and we would put on sweat socks and slide all over the floor to shine it. We didn't buff the floor. We were shining the floors with our sweat socks and our sweatpants. I mean, hitting the walls, and you know, I can remember just the joy of it, you know. And then you smelling her food cooking in the kitchen. She probably wouldn't want me to tell this. I remember one time she got the wrong eggnog, got my daddy's eggnog, but they were both in the refrigerator. She said, if I hadn't cooked, y'all wouldn't have got anything to eat because whatever was in there, she laid over the bed and went to sleep. They should have labeled it when you putting everything in that, what was it, green leaf eggnog, I believe, back then? That was that real good eggnog. Now they've watered it down so much, you can't even really get the taste, you know. You want the holiday taste, you know. And but I thank God for that. Saints of God, we got to raise up the standard. We have to raise up the banner of righteousness and declaring that Jesus is Lord, not the world. People stressing out this time of the year, talking about anxiety, holiday anxiety. What? Because you don't have Jesus and understanding what it's all about, where you can teach the children and celebrate Jesus. To tell them, listen, it's not all about getting this and giving that. But we've gone haywire with it now. When I was delivering, it used to be a joyous time to see people come to the door expecting a gift coming from the auntie or the uncle or grandparents. And it was wrapped in gift, you know, wrapping paper back then. You can't send it like that now. That wrapping paper won't be on it when it get there. I can tell you that. But just the joy of people's faces. Now people got 6, 7, 8, 20 gifts coming to them. I'm like, what? It just took, for me, it took a lot of the joy out of it, you know, because they were overdoing it, you know. And you want people to enjoy, take advantage of the sales or whatever. But still, just don't have that greed there, you know, to just, you got to fill up this and get that. It shouldn't be that way, saints of God. We need to set the pattern. Not Macy's. Not all these other department stores. It's way gone too far. Somebody said Amazon too, right? Because you can sit at home now. I think we were out by the mall and it wasn't packed like it used to be. I'm telling you, which was good for us because the traffic was down. But I was like, man. And Pam said, you know what? They're shopping at home. Which is a good thing. It helps out all the providers, those who are in that business. But we have allowed, so to speak, that our hearts have gotten trouble. Not because of Jesus, but because of this time of year. We allow our hearts to be trouble because of things we expect that we should be doing or giving. Saints of God, we have to get back. We have to get back to the things about tears so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. And if we're not telling the children what this holiday is all about, we're robbing them. Satan come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I pray anybody just listening or viewing, don't just give to the children. Teach them about Jesus. If it's no more than John 3:16, teach them about Jesus. Why God sent his only begotten Son. And I didn't mean to go that way, but y'all forgive me and let me get down to the fourth scripture here. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people of Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men and determined from them what time of the star appeared. You see, he was listening. He was troubled, he was vexed, he was trying to find out where Jesus was. Always, Satan always tried to get rid of the Savior. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Isn't that just like the devil? That's why he was kicked out, because he wanted people to worship him. King Herod wanted to go worship the king, Jesus also. He knew he was lying. That's a lie. He wanted to destroy him. So we can just see right then. He got vexed and trouble in his heart. Now he's lying, telling the wise men that he may worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother, with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wise men still seek Jesus today. The trouble is, they need to see the star. They need to see the light in us. So wise people still seeking Jesus, but they just don't know how to receive him. People are still seeking. They're still seeking Jesus. They got a void in their life. People are having visions of the Savior now. But wise men and women still seek Jesus. Even as we continue to live, we must still seek him, to follow him. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. They were divinely warned not to go back and take that word. They knew they were being played, so to speak. King Herod, he wasn't trying to go and worship him. He was trying to destroy Jesus. Let's read down a little further. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." You see that? Seek him to destroy Jesus. We need visions and dreams. How many know we need visions and dreams now? We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. God, what are you saying to us in these days that we're living in? We need dreams. We need signs to show if there's danger up ahead, danger around the children, to drive Satan away, to drive that trouble away. We need, if you're going out to the store, if somebody lurking around in that parking lot, that God will fill you with the precious Holy Spirit and his angels all around you, protecting you, that they will see the light of the Holy Ghost. And we stand in divine protection, saints of God. I don't care how many guns you got, how many bombs you got, you still need that divine protection. The enemy comes like a thief when you least expect it. But if we have the blood of Jesus covering us, and we walking right upright in our righteousness, and we walking by faith, something about to rise on the inside. Glory to the Lamb of God. And pray in the unknown tongue. Glory to the Lamb of God. Lord, fill us, Lord Jesus, that we speak, oh God, what you tell us to speak, and say what you have us to say. Saints, we're not going out. We're not just going out. I believe we're going to have a great harvest. I believe that lives going to be changed because of one word, because of the power of God in our lives. But we have to be ready, saints of God. And people may never heard Jesus. They say, "I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't grow up in the Lord." But that's all right. You can receive Jesus now. that we may be able to walk and know that Jesus is Lord. And our children know it, and the children's children know it. That's where we're living, saints. That's where we're living. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Covering the family in the blood of Jesus. And let me go. Okay, verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophets, saying, out of Egypt I call my son. Now, King Herod, listen to this. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. Now, he done got angry now. First, he was troubled. Now, he angry. Oh, he really mad. See, the devil can't get to the mother or the father, so the devil get angry and want to mess with the children. But the devil is a liar. I can recall it was a mother, had some little chicks. It was a little baby chicks. And they had fallen, the nest had fallen. And I was walking up to that nest where the little birds were. And that mother threw her wings out, and she started walking in front of me. Come on, don't tell me, because that man out there, that woman can't put up the defense. Get away from my children. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. Man might be, the father might be at work, gone. But we got to stand up. That mother chick thought this was some trouble coming to her nest. We ought to be able to divinely see that some trouble is coming to your house. Trouble is coming to the children. Or niece or nephew. Glory to God. We still need that divine wisdom and sight. Oh, it's still Merry Christmas, y'all. I'm just talking about while seven, Satan come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Let me get back here. He was angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. And you talk about abortion? I'm concerned about that child from the womb to the tomb. That's where we get it twisted at. Sound like he tried to abort the children. They were 2 years and under. The devil is a liar. We need to protect that child from the mother's womb to the tomb. Got Jesus so politicized that Christians not even thinking soberly. When we go hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ, he wanted to take out all the male children. No, they didn't have CNN and Fox and all that mess, MSNBC to tell you about, to tell them about that, that was coming. See, they won't warn. But saints of God, we got the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we got to shake the devil off. Shake it out of your mind, out of your household. Turn the television off, because the television been influencing for a while now. We have to catch ourselves. Sometimes too much news, turn it off. Because they're repeating the same thing over and over. Turn it off. And guess what? Faith come by hearing. But if you keep on listening to that news, you're putting faith in it. Same principle. Same principle. We get so caught up, and it's easy to do. You listen to it over and over and over. Next thing you know, it's affecting our spirit. But glory be to the Lamb of God. When they heard about Jesus, that would be the title of the message when they heard about Jesus. Now let's get over to some better news here. Turn with me to Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse. When they heard about Jesus, here was a certain woman with an issue of blood. And the scriptures at 5 and 25 says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, saints of God, somebody need to hear about Jesus as a healer. She came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. So she knew that he was a healer. She knew that he was a deliverer. Glory to the Lamb of God. She knew that he was the great physician. But when they hear about Jesus, we ought to see Jesus not just in the cradle or in the grave, but a risen Savior. He's a healer. We need to see him, saints of God, as him living through us and using us to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's time, saints of God. People are searching. People are church hopping. People are going to and fro looking for Jesus. But now we have to do our part to receive him. We have to press in. We have to get into the praise and worship. That's very important, even in your household. We got the playlist now, no excuse. Pull up the playlist of some praise and worship music and let it play in the house, all through the house. You know, you got these little small speakers now, they'll play all through the house. So no excuse now. Let that playlist go through the house. Saturate your house with the Spirit of God, with his anointing, with his power. Saints of God, we got to keep things simple now. We're making them too difficult. I was talking with my brother. He said, no, man, I don't even mess with CDs no more. I do the playlist. I said, okay. Well, I better get up with it a little bit better. No, I do the playlist sometime too. But I thank God that since when she heard about Jesus, saints of God, somebody's listening to our conversation. They're watching our lives. And they need to hear about Jesus. What do they hear about Jesus through our conversation? How we're living. Lord, we want to be used for your glory. Help us, Holy Spirit, to work it to us and through us, oh God. Yes, yes. Yes, we're in the festive season. But things are serious, saints, than ever before. It's a joyous time, but it's a serious time. I don't want to come being Scrooge because I like the Grinch, but I just have to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and what we see going on in the world today. We being too influenced and dictated by the world. Now, wait a minute. We said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But now we believe in the world. What happened? Saying some Christians are perishing for the lack of knowledge. Perishing because they dropped down the armor. Perishing because they stopped listening to the word of God, coming to hear the word of God. What happened? But believers, let not your heart be troubled. Glory to God. We still have an anchor. And the anchor holds now. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Let's turn to Mark, the 10th chapter. I want to take you to another example of a man that heard about Jesus. God is no respecter of person. He only respects our faith. These people heard and they had faith to receive. Somebody next to us, somebody need to hear, but have faith to receive. Pray that God will give us divine appointments. Lord, lead and guide me who you have me to. One plant, one water, but you give the increase. Who you have me to encourage today? Because if you start encouraging somebody, they have the faith to believe. But now all you see now, these nice signs, believe and trust and this. Believe what? Trust in what? 'Tis the season. For what? When Jesus is the reason for the season. But yet the world have dictated slowly but surely to the saints of God. Let me get to 10 and the 46th verse. Then they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. And verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. He heard that Jesus was coming, sitting by the roadside, saints of God. Somebody sitting by the roadside in their life, but they need to hear about Jesus. They need to understand some things about Jesus. Somebody's on the road of destruction, but they need to hear about Jesus, to cry out to him, not as a pity party, but God, I want to be changed in the midst of my mess, in the midst of what I'm going through. God, I want to be delivered right here, right now, as the Christmas tree is up, as the decoration is up, as we sing joy to the world. God, I want to be delivered. Here this blind man heard about Jesus. He had enough faith to believe. Somebody need to believe that Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. And it's not no magic trick. No, it's not about that. But we got people sitting by in the roadside on our jobs and our families, quietly begging, going through depression, going through anxiety, going through spiritual torment in their minds. We as saints of God, we as believers in Christ, we as followers of Christ need to have that discerning power to take them to Jesus. That they may say, I want what he has or she has. Now tell me about that Jesus. Tell me how he went and did these things in your life. Tell me what he done in your life, what he's doing in your life. Somebody need to hear this thing now, because we need to submit to God. That's the only way we got to be able to tell this redemptive story about Jesus. And it's not no fairy tale. We got so now twisted up, they think everything will happen magically. No. You may be still struggling, but keep on coming. You may be still dealing with what you're dealing with, but keep on coming to Jesus. Keep on pressing like that woman with the issue of blood. You might be in the middle of destruction, but keep crying out to Jesus. Come on to Jesus with your messed up life, and come on to Jesus, whatever you're going through. Come on to Jesus. You might be facing things in the court system, but come to Jesus just as you are. Glory to the Lamb of God. Merry Christmas, everybody. I believe Jesus is still Christ, the anointed one, the deliverer of our souls. I know what he's done for me. Glory to the Lamb of God. Ain't always done everything right and crossed every T, but I know what he's done for me. grew up in the church, grew out the church, but I had to come back to Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. He's merciful. His truth endure to all generations. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I thank God for saving me. I got five other brothers and all of us can talk about the word of God now. We're in our 50s and 60s. And I thank God that somebody take me to the church, took me to the King. Hallelujah. I thank God that mama made us go when I didn't want to go. Glory to the Lamb of God. When I wanted to stay out, hang out at night, and come in late at night, early in the morning, mama said, you're going to church. I thank God, saints. I thank God. Where would I be without a Savior? Where would I be if my mother and family didn't love me? Hallelujah. It wasn't right. It didn't feel right at the time, but it was right for me now. Glory to God. It kept us out of jail. It's keeping me out of hell. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God, saints. Hey, Jesus, Son of the living God, Christ the anointed deliverer of our souls. Hallelujah. Nobody's perfect, but keep on coming to Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep on pressing your way. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do by the power of your Holy Spirit working in us. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stand today, God, and the voice I have, oh, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for you to be speaking through me, God, that I have decreased. You increase, oh, God. I pray the word and falling on good ground and will bring forth fruit in due season, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, that if someone here today that needs salvation, oh God, that needs your son Jesus as saving Lord of their life, I pray, oh God, they will not leave this place without receiving him, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On my road to destruction, he saved me. On my roadside begging, he saved me. Glory to God. Hey, Jesus. He's no respecter of person. He respects our faith. This is the time of the year to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know people don't want to hear the gospel anymore. Don't come to me with that mess. That's just a fable. But the devil is a liar. You keep on going on your way. I pray that you receive Jesus. Don't worry. God said one plant, one water, but he give the increase. We don't give it. So saints of God, let not our hearts be troubled. Might be loved ones that are wayward right now, wayward. Hallelujah. Keep on taking them to Jesus. Keep on mentioning them in your prayers. Because when it's all over, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Lord, we must decrease that you may increase. The world will see you in us, oh God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. It could have been me. Could have been the other way. But somebody prayed for me. And today I can declare that song, Victory Is Mine. Thank you all for singing that. Because of Jesus, victory is ours, saints of God. But let's hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. That the world will see Christ in us. But Merry Christmas to all. And I'm not going to say that to all a good night, but a good day. Because we still got to believe that message, a salvation message. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Praise team. Brother reading announcements. And we pray that everyone will travel safely in the rain that's coming. We believe in God to take us through.